This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Syrian government on Monday said Israeli airstrikes the night before killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens of others. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It is the deadliest strike reported by the Syrian government since the Iranian embassy compound in Damascus was hit in April. Israel has for years been targeting what it described as Iranian or Iran-backed targets in Syria. It has stepped up the campaign since the October 7th Hamas-led assault on Israel from Gaza, after which Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters began firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon. A residential building in northern Israel was hit by a projectile on Monday after air raid sirens blared across the border town of Nahariya. Israeli media reported the building was hit by a drone launched from Lebanon.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Palestinian Authority on Monday held a funeral procession for an American activist who a witness says was shot and killed by Israeli forces. The shooting occurred last week following a demonstration against settlements in the occupied West Bank. Dozens of mourners, including several leading officials of the Western-backed Palestinian Authority, attended the procession for the 26-year-old from the U.S. city of Seattle, who also held Turkish citizenship. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said on Monday Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro needs to release election data from July's disputed election to address global concerns about its validity.
What needs to happen next is Mr. Maduro needs to heed the call of the international community and, quite frankly, the Venezuelan people, and release the data so that the whole world can see what the Venezuelan people, who they voted for, and that their democratic aspirations are met.
This is VOA News. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander denied reports Iran was transferring missiles to Russia, Iranian media said on Monday, amid concern in the West they could be deployed in the war in Ukraine. CNN and the Wall Street Journal reported last week, citing unidentified sources, Iran had transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. The European Union on Monday described the information in the media reports as credible. Quote, we are aware of the credible information provided by allies on the delivery of Iranian ballistic missiles to Russia, EU Foreign Affairs spokesperson Peter Stano said in an email. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump square off Tuesday in the city of Philadelphia for their first debate. Then analysts say it could be decisive as they vie for the presidency. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
In the Republican corner, former President Donald Trump trying to reclaim the title after a four-year break. And in the Democrat corner, Vice President Kamala Harris, the rising challenger who has Americans wondering whether she can go the distance all the way to the Oval Office. Tuesday evening's presidential debate, with its glossy production values, pre-event taunts, and starkly different contenders, feels like a heavyweight bout. Trump's last debate ended with a knockout. Just weeks after President Joe Biden's lackluster late June debate performance against Trump, Biden announced he would not seek re-election. Now, with Harris just weeks into running as his replacement, she faces Trump on the debate stage. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
A lawsuit has stopped the U.S. government from removing iconic stray cats from a fortress in Puerto Rico, a nonprofit announced on Monday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Some 200 cats prowl the grounds around El Morro, a 16th century seaside fortress in Puerto Rico's capital, run by the National Park Service. With concerns about their waste and possible disease, the government announced last year it would hire someone to remove them. Critics became enraged over a lack of planning for where the cats would go and if homes could be found. In March, a Maryland-based animal rights group, Alley Cat Allies, filed a lawsuit to block the removal. A court decision on what to do with the cats is not expected until sometime next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical storm Francine is becoming stronger off the coast of Mexico. It's expected to drench the Texas coast before coming ashore in the U.S. state of Louisiana Wednesday night as a hurricane. It is aiming that way for a stretch of coastline that still hasn't recovered from hurricanes Laura, Delta, and Ida years ago. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.